This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of fun conversation, information, things that are going on in the news, in the world, things that matter, what it means to you. Oftentimes we will reflect what it means to us, and then you can reflect back to us if you'd like. 855-999-DOUG, one way of doing it on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. I guess this would be considered good news, Jay. There is, this is kind of a wild thing when you look at it, what we can do with robots and artificial intelligence. It seems to be occupying a lot of our time and attention these days. Excuse me. So there's a new device. Come on with my voice, would you please?
You know, I have felt that same way, especially with the throat today. I don't know if it's the weather changes that keeps going sporadic both which way.
Yeah,
it's
that.
It is like, even my throat, I woke up this morning with
gunk in the air.
Driest mouth, yes.
Right.
And it like hurts, but it's not that like you feel, you don't, I don't feel sick. You don't feel sick.
Right.
It just hurts.
It's hurt. It's a hurtful thing. Okay, so this new device, it's like a 3-in-1 surgical tool. They're using it for, it comes with a 3D printer. And it's been developed by people in Sydney, Australia. It includes a water jet, a scalpel, and an endoscopic camera. It has to do with 3D bioprinting. Can we even imagine what this process, what this stuff is all about, what people, the human mind, has been able to create, the stuff they're making? So this is bioprinting, used for research purposes, tissue engineering, development of new drugs, and so they've been using these large, 3D printing machines, and now this research team has tested a new device inside an artificial colon, where it was able to traverse through spaces, small spaces, and then they print, they can actually print what it looks like. I would have thought, why do you need this, though, would be my question, under the circumstances. You got those television cameras. I've had, and maybe all of us, hopefully we've all had a colonoscopy, which is sticking a television camera up your butt to see what's going on in your colon. Well, they use the same, well, not the same camera, or they wash it off before they stick it down your throat. That's called an endoscopy, to see what's going on in your throat and your stomach and things like that. So if they have that, I wonder why they need this 3D thing.
Well, this is actually constructing natural tissue-like structures. So this is
goes the next step.
Yeah, this is actually creating something inside the human body that may otherwise need a donor. Like, this is kind of the first step, and then down the road, what else will they create with this 3D bioprinting?
Well, it's the imagination, right? Imagine how, just, I don't know, it just, it's more than one can imagine, I think, on measure, on merit. My mind doesn't work this way, but fortunately, a lot of minds do work this way. So, what's going on with March Madness? This is something probably like the Super Bowl, the World Series. Non-fans follow March Madness, which I think started the other day. But didn't it, if I remember, Tuesday or yesterday we were talking, there'll be 126 games over the next 3 weeks. So I think CBS has this. Most of the regular shows, if you're used to watching regular programs on CBS, most of the nighttime shows, excuse me, will not be on because they got these March Madness games going
on. Yeah, you have the first rounds that are kicking off, and people have already have their brackets set, signed, sealed, delivered.
Do you know the favorites?
That's a very good question. Can you hear me typing into the Google bot?
Yeah, I'm just, I have to do something about my voice here. So the men's favorites, I'm looking this up. You've just looked it up. I'm looking it up. There aren't any really dominant teams. There are a lot of people who like Houston. People like Alabama, Kansas, Purdue. That's, it looks like UCLA is supposedly the most unappreciated potential winner. That's on the men's side. On the women's side, it looks like there will be a lot of people picked for the WNBA out of UConn. Let's see, Stanford has a good team. Maryland, Indiana, Utah, and Iowa. They've been in the Big Ten, so that looks to me not
Indiana's
as a sports buff.
Usually their favorite year after year.
Yeah, why is that, do you suppose? Right? Good coaching?
Good, just yeah.
Well, what makes
back
them?
In the day, it was always all about the Tar Heels, North Carolina, and Duke.
Yeah.
That's who everybody would always rave about.
Yeah. All right, well, you got to get some bracket advice from somebody, but don't get it. You're not going to get it here because we're not into that. But there is, as I say, a lot of this stuff. The sports stations. God bless my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Let's take a break for a second, James.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit PGLaundryRebate.com for terms and conditions.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back momentarily. There's this really sweet story in the news about a firefighter who came across a dog who was trapped on ice and, of course, needed to kind of, like, lift him. Well, had to get him closer to him and then lift him up a 10-foot wall. So, obviously, it took a lot of patience, some bravery.
All right,
hi, Doug.
Hi. Are you there? Are you talking?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, I was just going over that sweet story of the firefighter who had to lure a trapped dog off of the ice. And
yeah.
It's a lot of treats to really get the dog to come across that frozen pond, and then the firefighter was able to grab him and hoist him up the ladder. And, I mean, it was a 10-foot wall he had to get him over.
So the same sort of thing happened in San Antonio at the zoo there. The firefighters were called in because a tree branch fell on 7 people, and they were sent to the hospital. The tree branch, and this has been something that's been going on because of all of the wind. So James, who's in Dallas, Texas has seen some pretty wild weather the way the rest of the country has. Very windy. It's been windy there this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's also been all over the place. Like, I drive here in the morning, obviously, and it's like 35 degrees, something like that. And then during the day, it's like 70. So that's just normal Texas weather at this point.
Yeah. Two of the Dallas Zoo's emperor monkeys discovered missing from their habitat, which had been intentionally compromised, according to the zoo. I'm looking at some of the other zoo stuff. We've had a lot of zoo things.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on in the zoos. The Dallas Zoo really got hit hard with the clouded leopard that had escaped from the enclosure because it was intentionally cut. And then there was another zoo, I want to say it was in Louisiana, that had a situation where people were kind of like causing chaos. All of these issues were human, not human error, but
Speaking of chaos, a teenager riding a stolen horse died after being hit by a car. This also took place in the Dallas suburbs. 14-year-old rider died at the crash scene. Two other riders, they were 16 and 17, were taken to the hospital. Investigation confirmed all three were riding horses they had stolen, and one of the horses also died. The other horse was injured but will be okay, and that's tough when horses get injured like that. Oftentimes, especially with their legs, anything that has to do with their movement, they don't understand, unless you sedate them, and you can't sedate them for 6 months while their limbs are healing, so they have to put them down. Anyway, you see some of the video from after the crash showing that it was just about sunrise, so it wasn't really light enough for people driving to see the horses. And what were these kids doing stealing the horses in the first place? I guess that would be...
And out and about causing chaos at that hour.
Right, at that hour, were their parents? Thank you, hello. That'd be one of the highlights of our conversation. Every day, the highlights, by the way, of the Good Day program. You can hear them at gooddayshow.com, the whole program every day. And also our Good Day download. The most recent one is a focus on a number of things, as usual. We always have lots to talk about. And we focus on a senior care facility that was charged in connection with falsifying COVID deaths. That's one of our conversations. Joe Biden was asked to deliver Jimmy Carter's eulogy, so we talked about that. And Lindsay Lohan being pregnant, right? There's a discussion about body. We had this, I'm going to do this on the medical shows as well, a discussion of body positivity and all that stuff that goes along with it, the sexual stuff and, you know, whether you're a boy or a girl or a man or a woman or an it, whatever it is. I know that I'm not being very politically correct, but the whole thing is very confusing for people who often, you know, I've got a pretty good mind, but trying to figure out why this is a thing right now is really frustrating, frankly. On the Good Day download, also, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show talking about snakes and how one... Actually, I almost took them out. Anyway, go to gooddayshow.com. That's where you can find the download. Also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker, wherever you get your streaming. And speaking of Dr. Ken, the current podcast for him, Good Day Health, a focus on COVID patients and how it affects your digestive system if you've had long COVID in your brain. Let's see. Also, don't use lip balm on your eyelids. I thought, what? Huh? What the heck? Why would you use, what would prompt anybody to use lip balm on their eyelids? Right? Would you, what do you put on your eyelids? You put makeup on your eyelids, Jay?
Eyeshadow occasionally. I'm not a big makeup wearer, but I use a moisturizer that's specifically for the skin, not the lips.
Have you ever been concerned about red dye in the stuff that you put on your eyes, your face, your lips,
whatever? No, but I'm really fickle with cosmetics. They have to be completely natural and not tested on animals, cruelty free.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, all of these podcasts are at your service. Lots of information. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts available free at gooddayhealthshow.com. Or I mentioned all the other places you get your podcasts. Help yourself.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner as we work our way through March the 16th, day before an exciting experiment in survival, otherwise known as St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people would be celebrating that. I wonder, is Stormy Daniels, is that an Irish name? What do you think?
Stormy Daniels. I do not believe so.
You don't think so? Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a popular trending story on social media about Stormy Daniels. So I think we ought to dig into that, which we will right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Jay has determined that Stormy Daniels is not really her name.
No.
Really?
Stormy is an old English name, but her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie what? Let's get the whole story.
Stephanie Gregory Clifford.
All right. So Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, has appeared without her clothing on in several movies. I believe that was her appeal at first to folks like Donald Trump. Now she is meeting with prosecutors who are investigating the hush money paid to her by former President Trump, or at least on his behalf. Now, you know, in the long and the short of life, I don't know, other than, if this wasn't Trump, nobody would be investigating. How many people do you suppose in the world either have paid off Stormy Daniels or thousands of others just like her, and there's never been a big to-do about it.
I like what Charlie Sheen always said about paying. He always said he didn't pay for the deed. He paid for them to leave.
Get off.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, I'm Charlie Sheen. I can go get this anywhere. I don't have to pay for it. I'm paying for them to leave me alone after the fact.
So the $130,000 payment was made as Trump ran for the presidency. And supposedly this was to keep her quiet, although it didn't do much good because everybody knows the story. So it's kind of laughable, actually. Michael Cohen went to jail because of it. But I guess I'm coming at it from a different angle, if you will. Pardon that pun. The idea that this is a matter of public interest and import. Why? So he paid her off. So what? Even if he lies about it, so what? I don't get it. Our obsession with this kind of stuff is stupid. I mean, there are a lot of reasons not to like Trump or to not vote for him. And it's really interesting how I find this also extraordinarily hypocritical. All the fundamentalists, the people who call themselves patriots, yada, 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 who are supportive of him, even though he's a lech. Even though he's done all kinds of things, cheating on his wives and all kinds of things, running around with prostitutes and all that sort of stuff. So how do you equate in your mind voting or supporting this guy when his life is full of stuff like this? Again, does it make any difference in the rest of the world? I suppose it doesn't. It just seems oxymoronic to me. That people who are so fundamentally, basically solid think that this guy's okay, given his cavorting, if you will. 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Today marks 1 year since the Fed started raising the interest rate, and the big question is, will the Feds continue to raise the rate to combat high inflation when they meet on Tuesday? The FDIC is announcing parties interested in purchasing failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks must make their bid by tomorrow. Toggle CEO Jan Solange on Fox Business this morning weighs in.
This is concentrated in the tech sector, and so I think what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is definitely very specific to them.
Two unions representing 65,000 Los Angeles Unified School District employees are expected to go on a 3-day strike starting Tuesday. Union leaders announced their intentions at a rally. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bet you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Good Day program. I'm just having my morning, you know how some people have a cup of coffee in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I have a chocolate candy.
Oh, okay. I hear an apple is the healthiest option, but okay.
Apples, I have one apple at least a day, a banana, an orange, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, all that stuff is good.
Oh, do you ever freeze the grapes? Frozen grapes are
my daughter
so delicious.
Does that. Yeah, my daughter. As a matter of fact, I found some from last summer that were frozen in the freezer downstairs the other day. There we go. All right, some good news about the economy. There are things happening that are good. This is a great time to invest. As the stocks roll around, if you're in charge of your own 401k or whatever your retirement policy is, if you're in charge of it, if I had one of these and I could do it, I would be jumping into lots of stocks because they're rolling around and this is the best time to get in. Not get out, but get in. I noticed that as we look at our banks in our country, Credit Suisse, which is one of the biggest banks, it's the central bank in Switzerland, borrowing $54 billion because there are some concerns about its financial health. Its stock jumped as a response to the solution in the trading in Europe earlier today, and I'm sure that on our stock market, that's not a tip. I'm not in the tipster business, and I'm really not very good at it anyway, so I don't do it, because I usually put stuff into the surest sign to have something go down is for me to put money into it. Goes right, boom, down.
So you can tell us what you would pick so we all know what not to pick.
Not to pick. Yes, exactly. Markets were down a bit in Asia today. Investors are still nervous, but the markets are up in Europe, and they are probably going to open kind of on par, it looks like, in an hour or so from now. The Ukrainians are concerned because ammunition stockpiles are dwindling. They've used a lot of it to protect the cities, et cetera, et cetera. They expect a Russian spring offensive. The Russians are counting on the uproar in America with some who are tired of throwing money at Ukraine. And there's a certain amount of legitimacy to that, it seems to me, as I look at this in the news story is one thing, but what it really means in terms of our tax dollar and how much of our tax dollar is going to fight this war or going into the armaments of war, at any rate. I was looking at there is a really pretty dramatic video that was released yesterday. Did you see this, Jay? The drone, as the Russian jet fighter collides with it, you can see pictures of the fuel that the Russian jet is spraying on the drone. Have you seen this? You see this. This is all over the place. And so as a result of that, the jet gets too close to the rear of the drone. And this is also visible on the footage. So the propeller hits the end of the plane, and that is when the communications were lost with the drone.
Yeah, the drone is a total loss.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the Russians were up to no good. It was over international waters, and that was confirmed by the European agency. So the blades, not only, obviously, that it causes the end of the drone, but also it damaged the fighter. So it got kind of what it deserved, in a manner of speaking. So we're playing these dangerous games. Reminds me of a scene from The Hunt for Red October, in which Fred Dalton Thomas, who plays the admiral on the ship, this is a scene I'm just now picturing in my mind. Again, back to words and how wonderfully creative you can be with a word, use the imagery. Those of you who have seen The Hunt for Red October, one of my favorite movies, so Fred Dalton Thomas playing the admiral, there's a plane. They're involved in this. The whole business is the Russians have built this huge submarine, and Sean Connery is the captain, and he wants to defect. He's a Russian captain, wants to take the submarine defect to the United States. So as the Russians figure this out, they're sending all kinds of planes and boats and submarines to try to kill, as they say, Romulus, who is that's the name of the captain played by Sean Connery. So as the planes are coming back to the aircraft carrier, where Fred Thompson and his crew are watching, he turns to Alec Baldwin, who's playing Jack Ryan, and says, this whole thing is going to end in a horror show or something equivalent. I forget the exact verbiage, but because of the danger of all of these ships and all these planes, and the same thing's going on over there. It's the same thing. It's very dangerous. Anybody surprised? Why is it that some of you, and I know this is true, some of you cheered Putin for downing the drone? Trump said something like it was a brilliant move by Putin. Huh?
Really?
Marjorie Taylor Greene said,
"Over the Black Sea, so it does make sense why it happened."
Marjorie Taylor Greene says the U.S. should pay Russia for any damages to their jet fighter. Huh? What are you talking about? This is, my God. All right, I got enough of that in my craw, so that I want to keep moving. Let's see what else is going on here. Here's some good news. I like this story about an 81-year-old who survived a week stuck in a snowbank. This 81-year-old guy survived. The only thing he had with him were some croissants and some candy bars. And I guess he had a biscotti with him, too. Snowstorm left him stranded. There are still stories like this because now, after the snow is over, tons of avalanches, people getting lost. So this fellow's name is Jerry Jaray. As we look at some people in the news, his family called the sheriff's office to report him missing. He's a former NASA mathematician. He never made it to his destination. He'd been gone for 3 hours. He had set off in what seemed to be good weather, but then there was a snowstorm, and he got caught in it. And for any one, let me see, how many was it, 5 days he was stuck? No, it was a week. Yeah. 7 days, right? And the first attempts to find him were not successful, obviously. California Highway Patrol and helicopters are out looking for him, pinging his cell phone. Sounds like a scene from one of the FBI shows. Anyway, very small little guy, wasn't prepared to get stuck in the weather. He had a light windbreaker on, and he conserved his car battery, though he was smart, and his gasoline. He only started the engine periodically to keep himself warm. He rolled down the window to eat snow because he didn't have any water. He said he learned that. It backfired, though, apparently. The battery in the car died, and when he rolled up the window, he couldn't get it all the way up. That's the trouble with electric cars, and everything is electric. You don't have car's not running, the battery's dead. You can be in a jam. Sometimes even the car doors, the locks won't even operate.
Yeah, you would think that they would have both options available at all times, because you have the convenience factor of doing the electric side. But if something were to happen, that you could still do it manually.
Yeah, it would make sense, right? One of those things.
Is that too common sense?
Yeah, right, exactly. There's too much common sense involved in that. Anyway, the sheriff's department says if it's snowing, make sure you're prepared, bring extra supplies. This guy didn't really prepare himself because he didn't really think he was going to run into a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the story's all over Facebook. And successfully.
Think of whenever a teen is leaving the house and the parent is like, don't forget your coat. It's fine. I'm only going to be in the car and then run into the building. It's like, no, you never know what could happen. You may not need to put on your coat, but take it with you anyway.
Yep. You think we have it bad here? Imagine in France, the garbage workers are on strike to protest a plan to raise the retirement age from, I think it's 62 now, they move it to 65, and it seems kind of normal, but not over there where the unions are so strong. So you can imagine how it smells in most of the municipalities in France. P.U. Ow!
Especially the heavy tourist areas.
No, right. And it's the beginning of the big tourist season over there. So, and that's why they go on strike now. Excuse me, because they know they know that they'll get some results from their protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Other people in the news, Brian Kohberger, you remember him?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. The murderer of those Ohio students. Apparently he's obsessed with coverage, not only of his own exploits, but other murders, murder shows.
Mm-hmm. This guy totally had the makings of a serial killer. He just, he got busted with the first go round. But he, had he not been found and caught and found out who he was, he totally, no doubt, he would have done this again.
Yep. All right, let's see here. We on the farm, I'm going to pick up some brewer's grain today to feed my cows. One of the things that I'm finding interesting is the new forms of feed for my cattle, the dairy cattle. The seaweed that's around now is being used. You can, my grandson Miles loves seaweed. With every meal, every dinner time when I'm eating with him over there, he always has seaweed. I've tasted it a couple of times. It doesn't do much for me, but apparently it's really good for the body as it's forming. It's great for the cows. And it's good because, among other things, it doesn't cause you to have as much gas as normally. Am I fixated on gas today? I've talked about gas on numbers.
A little bit. You got something you want else you want to talk about? You need to discuss?
Not right now, but thanks for asking. Here is a circumstance. This is, I was talking about my the goats that had triplets. Here is a story about the premature twins that were born at 22 weeks, given a zero chance of survival. Guess what? They just celebrated their first birthday. Guinness Book of World Records, looking at how the milestone of them being born, what happened their first year. It hasn't been easy by any stretch of the imagination. The mom said that the baby's almost died any number of times. These are folks that live in Canada, but right now they're doing very well. So happy birthday to those preemies that were born 22 weeks into the cycle, and they are alive and kicking, as you, if you will. 48 after the hour, and good day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today with Chuck Curry is Superman Irish. Let's find out as we listen to the theme from Superman. I'm sure that's what Chuck has on his mind today. Superman is Irish.
No, it's
right,
Kryptonian.
Chuck?
It's Kryptonian.
Oh! Well, that's green, right? The kryptonite's green, so that must mean he's connected somehow.
Like, he doesn't like the kryptonite, though.
Oh, okay. That's right, too. All right, so what's... Yeah, really? You're allergic to kryptonite, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I don't have
it. Good to know. No kryptonite ice cream for you.
I love that music. You like that music?
I said I do.
That is great John Williams
Superman
music, circa 1978 to wake one up. No? Like,
right,
very motivated.
Absolutely. Now that we're awake and alive, that's what you want. Is there some news
here's
about Superman?
Here's the deal. This is the reason we play that music. James Gunn, who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel, has
right.
come over to Warner Brothers to run DC Pictures. So he's made a ton of changes. Some people like, some people don't like. Very polarizing. About a month ago, he basically parted ways with Henry Cavill as Superman because he wanted to take the Superman storyline in a different direction.
And younger,
a little bit of a younger Superman so he could span it over a decade. So he himself, who is a talented guy, will not only write but also direct the new Superman movie at DC, Superman Legacy. It will be shot in 2024, released June 20, 2025, with a new Superman not yet cast.
No.
It'd be interesting if they go with an unknown, a name actor. I think they'll go with a name actor, but not a big name actor. It's a huge commitment because you're talking about Superman probably for the next 10 years, but that will fill your bank account up.
And how many Superman stories can we come up with that are unique, good, intriguing?
There's a lot of stuff in the comic. I got to tell you, because we've talked about this ad nauseum about the overabundance of superhero movies in Hollywood. I agree with that. I think there's just too much. Having said that, the two characters that will always excite me will be Batman and Superman. Those are the I love those two. So a Superman movie, I'm on board. I can look forward to that. You know, tell me you're making Ant-Man 9. You know, I like Paul Rudd a lot, but we don't need to see all those Ant-Man movies.
How many different moves can the Ant-Man make?
Exactly.
Right? That's probably it. All right, there's a new Netflix. This is, I guess you would classify this as a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery of that Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
It's a documentary on Netflix. I'm going to watch that. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is. Where is it? Nobody knows still.
Tell me.
It's been 9 years since this thing went down. It was March of 2014. And the plane disappeared. Nobody has heard, seen, found, knows.
You're a smart guy, or a semi-smart guy, or a decent smart guy. What do you think happened? What do you think?
I think some ship came down from outer space and
it could be
captured. Listen, stranger things have happened.
I don't disagree with you. You'd have to throw that into the equation because nothing else makes too much sense.
Exactly.
Right?
There's not anything about this that makes any sense whatsoever.
No, I just want to point out, I haven't talked about this much, but the HBO show The Last of Us, which is very popular, 8.2 million
people
watch it.
Isn't about the end of the, but it's
kind
of like the end of somebody left, right?
You know I love The Walking Dead. And I'm not comparing it to Walking Dead because I do think they're somewhat different shows. Having said that, the last three episodes of The Last of Us was outstanding and went much more into the Walking Dead territory than the first five episodes. But I just want to point out, this actress, Bella Ramsey, who plays the two lead characters, her name's Ellie. She's 19. She was on Game of Thrones. She plays a 14-year-old character on the show. This young woman, in my opinion, is incredible on the show. She has this unique screen aura to her that I have not seen in a very long time. I just want to point that out. I really enjoyed watching this because I think she's so good on screen. She has an intangible, Doug, that you can't, you won't know until it's on film, and she simply just has it. And I really am enjoying that show.
So what's the story with this Disney Plus series that's been around for a year called Willow? I'm looking at it.
There was a feature film in the 80s, Willow, directed by Ron Howard. Val Kilmer was in it. Warwick Davis played the lead character. Disney Plus created a TV show based on the movie. I guess it was not well received, and the ratings weren't great, so they ended it after season one.
I want to know if there's going to be a Stormy Daniels movie. What do you think?
I'm assuming there probably will be in some form of stream. Yeah, I say
right.
Yes.
Some form of stream.
Legitimate movie.
Well, yeah, well put, Chucker. Yeah. Chuck Curry is our Movie Moments man. He's here every day at this time for your listening and dancing pleasure. Now 59 after on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.